This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, the toll-free number allowing you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got Skype. Our Skype username here is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in whatever way works best for you. We'd love to hear from you about whatever you want to discuss. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
All right, so we're starting out with the North Korea update. I guess there's been some more saber-rattling by North Korea and further saber-rattling by the United States government. So what sort of one-upsmanship are we, is happening now? Mark, you've got the story. You sent it to me.
My vision's not working well today.
All right, so I don't know where you sent it to me on, unfortunately.
Telegram. I can start reading it here if you'd like.
All right.
So it says the United States will launch a massive military response to threats from North Korea. This is a quote from Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis.
Well, okay, I got it pulled up here. What are the threats, though? I mean, is it what makes them any different from all the other threats that Kim Jong-un has issued?
There was an intercontinental ballistic missile, or what might pass for it, that was shot over, our ally, Japan.
Over Japan.
And a 6.4 magnitude earthquake that they generated artificially by detonating a nuke underground on the border of North and South Korea.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's that, too. So they kind of gave pretty credible proof that they have a nuke. Yeah.
Here's what I developed nuclear don't technology. Understand is these tin pot dictators that try to sort of show their muscle to the United States. Has this ever worked? Has it ever worked? I mean, is Donald Trump the kind of guy that you want to goad into a fight?
Well,
especially when Donald Trump himself is in no danger.
Well, yeah, of course not. He's protected.
So do you want to goad Donald Trump into a fight when he is in no danger? That seems like a resounding no thanks.
So according to the story here that you provided, Mark, from the AFP, Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis spoke after President Donald Trump met with his national security advisors following a test of what Pyongyang said was a hydrogen bomb able to fit atop a missile. Quote, any threat to the United States or its territories, including Guam, or our allies will be met with a massive military response, a response both effective and overwhelming. He added that Kim Jong-un should take heed of the United Nations Security Council's unified voice. All members unanimously agreed on the threat North Korea poses and remain unanimous in their commitment to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
He said, yeah, so this is the United Nations, coming together as an accord, saying that this is unacceptable and you need to put all your toys away. Mm-hmm. You need to give us all your toys, is what they're saying.
Right.
And, you know, when you have, the United States really upset, Japan really upset, South Korea really upset, China going, this is getting weird. You got a war on your hands. Like, that's what this is looking like here in the very near future.
Quote, we're not looking to the total annihilation of a country, namely North Korea, but as I said, we have many options to do so. His comments came after Trump warned the time for appeasement was over and threatened drastic economic sanctions. The unexpectedly powerful test on Sunday was said to exceed in magnitude the atomic bombing of Hiroshima. The resultant shock caused momentary panic in parts of China, and Trump slammed it as, quote, very hostile and dangerous to the United States. So,
it's very hostile. Very, very hostile.
That's pretty good.
So the phrasing here, I mean, the headline from the AFP or the first sentence is that the United States will launch a massive military response to threats from North Korea. I don't know if that's what they actually said. It, you know, the quote is, any threat to the United States or its territories will be met with a massive military response. Does that mean that's what they're going to do, or that they haven't really considered that the threats are worth massively responding to yet.
You don't want to project what you're going to do. I mean, like, you know, Iraq was a little unusual because, remember, Iraq was not a
Which
nuclear
time?
Power. The second time.
Okay.
Because basically it was like, hey, when, you know, like I'm setting an alarm on my watch here, and when it goes beep, beep, we go boom, boom, you got it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like it was, that's how it was. That's not what's going to happen in this circumstance, would be my guess, because North Korea is dug in, entrenched, ready to go, a nuclear power that has demonstrated the ability to fire a missile and set off a very powerful bomb, right? So they're mm-hmm. not going to say, okay, I got a particular time, and you're going to have Kim Jong-un tied up with duct tape around his mouth and Butch's haircut, too, and we want to deliver it to the DMZ, or we're going to blow you up. Like, that's not going to happen. It's going to be different this go-around.
So what do you think it's going to look like?
What do I think it's going to look like? Yeah. I think that they're going to park three Aegis cruisers off each side of North Korea and to handle any kind of you know, intercontinental ballistic missile threat. They're going
because
to...
remember last time there was these headlines about U.S. military Navy moving ships from Australia up towards North Korea, and then nothing apparently, ever came of that.
Yeah, well, apparently they didn't, those ships didn't stop that missile from flying over Japan, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, we heard those stories, and then we never heard any follow-up on, you know, what happened there. So
it is the military. It's not like they're going to give you all of the details of what they're doing.
I understand that. But, you know, if bombs started or, you know, bullets started flying or whatever, you probably would have heard something by now.
Bullets are not flying.
Yeah.
And then Trump had a conversation with South Korea's prime minister, who's changed their little story recently. you know, kind of like...
That?
Well, South Korea was being very pacifistic towards North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then a hydrogen bomb goes off near their border.
Now they're feeling a little differently, is what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, you know, things are... you got to consider Seoul is significantly closer...
Oh, it's right next door to it.
...to the DMZ than Pyongyang is.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, I don't know. It isn't looking good.
Well, you know, so far it sounds like some more tough talk on both sides. So, I mean, I don't want to see anything explode into
Me
a conflict.
Either. No.
That certainly would not be a good thing for the whole world. It certainly wouldn't be a good thing for the people in North Korea.
It's not a good thing for anybody, but Kim Jong-un is handling Donald Trump in the worst way possible.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that's not going to go particularly well. At this point, the UN is siding with Donald Trump. Did you ever think you'd hear those words come out of anyone's mouth?
Yeah. If you want to share your comments with us, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. It's obviously a situation worth keeping an eye on, but not, I would say, an immediate threat to anybody in the United States. What is an immediate threat is this hurricane that is brewing off the shores of, where is it? You said it's about 4 days away from Florida, Mark?
4 days away from Florida. It's heading towards Hispaniola and Cuba at this point.
Where's that boat of yours at?
What's that?
Where's that boat of yours at?
It's in Florida.
Not for long.
Aww.
Yeah, well, what did I tell you?
Hope you didn't like it too much.
Well, you know, it's got insurance, so whatever.
Do they insure from hurricanes?
They
aren't acts of God usually excluded from insurance policies?
Not for boats.
Not for boats.
No, what they do is they cut the amount that they'll pay on named storms. So it was the insurance industry that got NOAA to bring down the classification of when they name storms. They used to name them a hurricane.
Yeah.
Now they name them a tropical whatever. So basically, if it's a storm and you know, miles per hour of the wind is 50 or more, then you get
half the payout.
I think you get 70%.
I see.
But who cares about my boat? They're more importantly.
He's very irritated that I brought that up.
No, I mean, I'm fine. Look, you know, you can talk about my boat if you want, but there's people are going to lose their lives. I mean, this
is a strong storm, 186 miles an hour.
Texas has the strongest storm in history, the most destructive hurricane in history.
Is that true?
Hits Texas.
Yes, true.
And then a about 3 weeks later, Florida says, hold my beer, right? And
the Texas thing was worse than, like, Hugo or those other ones?
Yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah, Andrew and Katrina.
Wow.
You should at least name the ones, name them from, you know, like the expensive ones first.
Yeah, I don't know what the most expensive Hugo ones were. I just lived down there. 855-450. I partied through all the hurricanes. 855-HURRICANE-PARTIES. 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts here. Plus, we didn't get to the latest on Calexit. We can cover that. You can also take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Attention, it is illegal to text and drive. So if you're experiencing hair loss and you want a permanent solution, please pull over now. Because an incredible offer that could give you your hair back is just one text away. Fosley is America's number one hair restoration expert, always pioneering the latest technology. And now, we're giving everyone who texts EZ77 to 543-543 an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable this permanent solution really is. Don't wait. When you text EZ77 to 543-543, we'll also give you a gift card for $250 off. Millions of men and women have come to Bosley for a permanent solution to hair loss. So pull over now and see for yourself how great your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit. Text EZ77 to 543-543. Plus, get a free gift card. This amazing offer is just one text away. EASY77 to 543-543.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's an easy-to-use, slick marketplace where you can trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy at Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services available at Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. So get your account for free over at Simbi, S-I-M-B-I, Simbi.com, and take a look around and then post your services, Simbi.com. As we continue here, you're welcome to comment on North Korea, the hurricane, or whatever is on your mind. Coming up, the latest from Calexit, the idea of California leaving the United States. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Plus, Johnson has a story about a female-led Lord of the Flies adaptation.
Hmm.
I want to know more about that coming up, but first, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Also, Skype username lrn.fm, so don't hesitate to reach out to us in whatever way that you want. So, coming up in California, by the way, the folks out in Sacramento, there's going to be now a third Calexit ballot initiative that has been filed as of, I think, a couple weeks ago now at this point, seeking to wrest the Golden State and its humongous economy away from the rest of the nation. This report from the Mercury News, this time a new group called California Calls for a Constitutional Convention, CalConCon. For short, is taking a different tack from previous independence campaigns. Instead of asking for Californians to vote for greater autonomy or independence from the United States, the CalConCon aims to go straight to the U.S. Constitution. Under the initiative, California's legislature would ask Congress to call a constitutional convention, where state lawmakers would...
The worst idea ever.
I'm not sure.
Why?
Because it becomes open season on the Constitution at that point.
Not true.
Why not true?
Because the Constitutional Convention makes recommendations for edits to the Constitution. And this is what we used to believe, Johnson, but it's just not true. I've looked into this. It's not true.
It's not open for total change.
No, it's not like everybody gets together and makes a whole new Constitution. They don't do that.
But they could if they wanted to.
Nope, they can't.
No.
No,
okay.
They can't.
They can't recommend change the whole
thing.
They
can if they want to raise an army and blow up Washington, D.C. Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying they make recommendations to change certain parts of it, but they can't change the whole thing?
Sure, they can change the whole thing, recommendations to change the whole thing. But it still needs to go through two-thirds of the state and three-quarters of Congress or whatever the hell it is. Yeah.
Well, does that make you feel any better, Johnson, that it would have to go through all those people?
I don't think that that's necessarily true once a constitutional convention has been opened.
I think it is.
I don't know. According to Harry Brown, it was a big problem.
Harry Brown could be wrong too. You should ask.
Mark could also be wrong, but is there anybody out there who's an expert?
I'm going to go with Harry Brown on this one, but anyway.
Well, anybody out there
himself
know a thing about this, you're welcome to comment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Under the initiative, they would ask for Congress to call this convention, where state lawmakers would then propose changes that would give states, not just California, a, quote, clear and reasonable path for complete independence, unquote. But the group hopes to make a few other tweaks to the 228-year-old law of the land before California secedes, adding language about equal pay, clean energy, making federal taxes negotiable, and recognizing nature's rights. So that doesn't seem like a good plan. Look, if you want to leave, just leave. Keep it simple. Keep it focused. If you want to get out of this agreement, then make that your one thing. But there you go, Johnson. I think Johnson's concerns are legitimate here, Mark. These people are saying they want to call the Constitutional Convention, modify the heck out of the Constitution, and then call it quits anyway.
Modifying the heck out of the Constitution isn't going to do anything, because it still needs to go. You cannot get a change to the Constitution. I don't care if you call a constitutional convention.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
But how many? What percentage of the states need to call for it in order for it to happen?
I believe it's like 2/3 of the states have to call for it. Mm-hmm. And they're very, very close, because states have called for it throughout the thing is there's no time limit on it. on asking for the Constitutional Convention. So for over 200 years is basically the time limit.
Daryl knows the answer, and he's like making hand signs over here, but I'm terrible at reading lips, so I have no idea what it is he's trying to say, unfortunately. But Daryl is like the man to go to when it comes to, you know, Constitutional Convention. You can just talk into Johnson's microphone there.
35 states need to call.
35.
And how close are they, Daryl? You got a number on that?
I don't have a number, but it's one of those things to where more than 35 states have ever called, but a lot of those states have rescinded, and so the Secretary of State for the federal government is like, oh, well, because some of these states rescinded, therefore that was never a call. So I think they're at somewhere between like 25 to 30 right now.
So they need 35 out of 50. That's 70%.
Yeah, and California doesn't have the gumption to call a constitutional convention anyway. It's not like, you know, Cal exit.
What do you mean they don't have the gumption? This would require them to with a ballot initiative.
It doesn't matter. So calling.
Okay. Yeah, but if they get five more states, then they get it, right? Like if they find.
Yeah, but it's not CalExit's constitutional convention. It's everybody's.
Right, right. But they'd have to get. If they only got like five more states, then it would happen, right?
Okay. Look, yeah, something like that.
Okay.
About that.
Okay.
But it wouldn't matter because, you know, even so, California only sends as many representatives to a constitutional convention as Vermont does.
Right.
Right.
So what you're saying is if the constitutional convention were to be called, that you don't believe that California's proposals for equal pay, clean energy, making federal taxes negotiable, and recognizing nature's rights would get any play?
Maybe nature's rights and California's and taxes being negotiable, but honestly, no. I think what you're going to probably find at a constitutional convention is the kind of thing that'll fly through 35 red states. I mean, you know, let's be serious here. Most of the country is red if you look at it geographically. Graphically.
Mm-hmm.
And a constitutional convention isn't going to benefit Democrats.
It's an interesting point. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3.
Things like one law at a time. Things like, you know, Read the Bills Act. Things like a cap on government spending. You know, things.
You think those would fly?
Those are the kind of things. Things on term limits. Americans want these. This kind of stuff that reaches a plurality that a whole bunch of people, want. I'm sure you can get equal, you know, a sort of anti discrimination verbiage in there, things like people can't be discriminated on based on, you know, race, creed, color, sexual orientation, a variety of things like that would probably fly, would be my guess, but that would only be at a federal level. The government cannot, you know, Congress shall make no law kind of stuff.
Gotcha. So hopefully they'll have some success here and they'll actually get this thing happening where they could propose what they're saying here would be a change to allow other states and California a clear and reasonable path to complete independence. You can share your thoughts with us, but they do have to collect probably 400,000 signatures in order to get this on the ballot out there. You can bring up anything that you want. Number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We'll go to your calls coming up, 855-450-3733, plus Lord of the Flies with females. It's Free Talk Live. More on the way.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio waves. Take control of those airwaves by bringing up anything that's on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Johnson
and Mark.
Mark, tell me about the Bullet Blocker.
Bullet Blocker is a company, bulletblocker.com, that was set up by an army, former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor, and their goal was to make backpacks for kids to protect them in case of a school shooting. Well, that has blossomed into a huge selection of clothing, backpacks, and briefcases that could save your life. These things are airport security friendly. They're the thinnest and lightest ballistic available in today's market. They're very flexible and concealable, attractive, made right here in the U.S. And you've got to have a nice jacket. You might as well have one that stops bullets, too. Get something for the whole family. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at. And, by the way, these things have to be often, in many cases, unless they happen to have one in stock in your size, they have to be put together. So if you want one for winter when it starts getting cool and you live in the northern climes like I do, now's the time to hit them up. Bulletblocker.com. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at bulletblocker.com.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything. We've got Gamma Blast on the line in Chicago. Go ahead, Gamma Blast. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, I don't know if it'll make for good radio or not, but it hasn't happened to me that left me perplexed, and I just want to get you guys' take on it. I got a call from a guy claiming he was from a Microsoft IT department, and my computer was sending out messages.
Many messages.
What?
Your computer very sending many messages?
Yeah.
We'll fix your computer for your meeting.
Just give login info.
Just...
No, he didn't ask for login info. He didn't ask for any of that. He had a heavy accent just like that. What he had me do was, like, do a couple of, I don't know if you know, there's a function where you can hit window and R and, a little pop-up window.
You actually did what this guy asked you to do?
Well, let's hear what he did.
For a while, hold on. And,
all right, yeah, I want to hear this.
So he says, type in msconfig.
Yep, okay.
So type in msconfig and a window pops up, go to, like...
That's a power user tool.
And it shows me, like, a lot of my stuff. Some is running, some is stopped. So he goes, see all the stuff that stopped? Did you stop that? And I was like, no, but, I mean, I deleted some programs. But he goes, oh, no. So he said, we need to fix that. I'm going to have you guys, or have not you guys, I have me, he kept saying, want to attach an app to fix this problem. So then I brought up the...
He kept saying, what to fix this problem?
I put an app on my computer.
Okay.
Maybe you guys can follow along if you want. You know what I'm doing on a computer and stop before you download anything. But then he said, okay, hit the Windows R again.
Mm-hmm.
And that window popped up, and type in www.1234computer.com.
Please, just for our listeners out there, please don't do whatever it is that he's doing.
Yeah.
He's just giving us examples of what was said. It is not a good idea. Mark, do not go to that website. I see you typing something into your laptop. This could be a very malicious website.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt you I don't know if it would hurt you at all, but it's
yeah.
not going to
It may very
yeah,
well.
It may
websites,
very well.
Websites can have what's called malware.
Well, then I'm already screwed. So anyway, yep. So I went to the site, and then there's an option to download an app. Supposedly to fix whatever stopped my computer.
Oh, it'll fix something, all right.
I almost
they can get remote access to your machine.
I almost did it. I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what? I don't smell right about this. I think I'm going to pass. And he kept like, he was pushing hard, really hard.
I bet he was.
And I was like, why would
his family gets to eat if he can get you to
phone
click
number?
That app?
I was like, why would you guys even be, you know, if it wasn't Microsoft, I was like, why would you guys be so invested in whether my computer might be in danger of viruses?
If it was Microsoft, why wouldn't you be going to Microsoft.com? You know, if there was some software that Microsoft wanted you to download, why would it be at 1234computer.com?
Am I going to the dark web here? Or
no, that wouldn't be the dark web, but it is a bad place on the web. What phone
time
did
to
he
run
call
a virus
me?
Scan?
Time to run a virus scan and an anti-malware scan. But what phone did he call you on? Was this like a landline? Cell phone?
On my cell phone. Because the phone I'm calling you on. That's
so
another
he called
question. I was like, how do you know that my phone is connected to the computer ID you're talking about? Because you kept saying it's coming from your computer ID.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, how do you know that? And he was like, well, last time you took it in for service, we got your number, yada, yada, yada.
And did you take it in for service from Microsoft?
I took it into a place called, no. Well, I mean, no. I took it in a place where I bought it, which is called, as far as the name was, MicroCenter, 3 years ago or something.
So if somebody calls you with something like this, it is almost certainly a scam. I mean, this just sounds top to bottom to be very, very suspicious.
Okay. Yeah, I would think so. In the end, I said,
if somebody's calling you,
dodged a bullet, but I'd still do a virus and malware scan.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now, what are some good anti-malware, some good freeze malware bites?
Trend Micro
does
house call.
That's one where you don't even need to download anything, right? It's in the browser.
I think there's a download to it.
Okay,
but
there used to be one that they had that would just run in your browser, and you wouldn't even have to download it.
U.S. Government doesn't want you running Kaspersky anymore, so that's probably a good one.
Think so.
one weird thing he did that kind of got my trust is he gave me back a callback number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but giving you a number, you know, it's not like Microsoft's callback
number.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. I was like,
anybody can answer the phone. Microsoft Investigations Department or, you know, whatever, you know, BS department that they came up with. Security Department. Who can I direct you to? And you know, it's the same guy.
Probably just like a key logging program, just to wait till I enter some.
I couldn't tell you what kind of malware
it could be.
It's going to be costly.
It could be an attack program that could, you know, open up access to your computer, open up a back door.
Do you run any Bitcoin wallets on your computer? Because
could try to steal those.
Could install one on your computer so it starts mining.
It could install ransomware on your computer.
Ransomware would be my guess.
It could, you know, possibly turn your computer into a slave where that you become part of a what's called a botnet. And
that's what I kind of thought it was. They were going to like try to use my computer to link up to something else.
Yeah, hard to say what would
That'd be
have happened.
Better than ransomware.
Or it's hard to say what might be happening right now because you did go to the website. So if I were you, I'd go ahead and you know, get off the line here and start working on possibly remedying what may be an infection immediately.
I wasn't too worried about it. If it conks out, I'm due for another one.
Well,
as long as you don't do any online banking or check your email or, you know, do anything useful with that computer.
Yeah, as long as you don't have any useful files or anything like that on there, then, you know, whatever. Or if you've used, like you said, it could be a keylogger. So if you're passwords.
Just going to that site could have been it. Because he didn't seem like that did not solve what he wanted to have happen.
He probably wants you to put all kinds of different tools on. So he's like, he's
on this app. And then, of course, you know, I had
He probably acted like it didn't solve it, but he, you know, he's installed part one of four here. Let's go on to part two. Let's put the other bug in his system. Good luck, Gamma Blast. Thank you for the call tonight. Now, obviously, this isn't a, you know, technical help podcast, but we do have some fairly technically adept people on the show here tonight. Johnson and I do know a thing or two about it. Mark, not so much, but even you probably
would've. I think this website looks fine.
You're not really on that website. Please tell me you didn't. You're pulling our chain. Okay. All right. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
Two tech guys and the funny one.
Well, what do you do there? Johnson's pretty funny. He's got some really good voices.
He
does.
You, not so much.
So what do you do in a situation like that where somebody's calling you, they're making claims about working for Microsoft or Linux or whatever it is that they claim that they're doing, and they're trying to get you to... They're supposedly helping you with something. How do you, you know, do you just say thanks but no thanks and hang up? Do you try to verify who they claim to be and, like, put some time into this? Or just, you know, call it quits and say, get out of here?
I don't know. It's bad.
Yeah. I would say thanks but no thanks. I don't need your help.
I'm gonna start a security website. It's going to be called HillarysCloset.com.
I don't know what you would find in there. 855-450-FREE, like
servers,
freedom.
Lots of servers.
Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Tucinich, Roger Veer, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. Nexus.freetalklive.com.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi, SIMBI.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us toll free here and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Coming up, a female Lord of the Flies. We'll talk about that. You're welcome to bring up anything that you want. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It's celebrating its five-year anniversary with an upcoming five-year anniversary special screening in Portsmouth. We did find out today the rumor that that I had speculated about last night is absolutely true. The grand opening of the Bitcoin shop, the Free State Bitcoin Shoppy out in Portsmouth, is going to be coinciding on the same day with the movie presentation, that this free movie screening of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It's going to be on the 17th, which is a Sunday. And so the movie screening is going to be at 7 o'clock at night at the Seacoast Repertory Theater in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And Derek J and Steven, who've had their Bitcoin shop open for a few weeks now, maybe about a month, I think that started in late July or very early August. They're going to have their grand opening on that same day. So perfect day to spend the day in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, right toward the very end of summer. We'll ring out the summer with some fun over at the Free State Bitcoin Shop. It's going to be open from noon until 6. And so a great excuse to just get out there and kind of explore the city and check out some of the cool Bitcoin accepting locations. There's a couple restaurants now, I think, out there that are taking Bitcoin. So I'm thinking we should go out there and grab some lunch. And we'll be actually doing Free Talk Live from the Free State Bitcoin Shop, so that's going to be cool. And then we'll be sticking around later on for the theatrical presentation of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which will be followed by a question and answer with Derek J, and also a raffle for the one of five existing Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree posters that exist in the world. So that will be raffled off as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. You can, if you've not yet seen Victimless Crime Spree, you could obviously wait until the 17th. Or if you're not going to be in New England and you can't make it to be there in person, you can always watch it for free online anytime at victimlesscrimespree.com.
What does this raffle go towards?
Paying for the theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the theater cost?
I mean, I don't know if I should be spreading that around. I guess I haven't agreed to not talk about it, but several hundred dollars to rent the theater.
I just kind of wonder. I mean, what's it like to rent a theater? I don't know.
Well, you give them money and then
show anything you want there.
I think that
your friends.
I'm sorry?
Just bring your friends and show whatever you want kind of thing?
Well, you can kind of do it in a couple different ways. So you can rent a theater and then have the theater charge admission. Or you can do what we're doing, which is rent the theater and have it open first come, first serve. So anybody who wants to come see the movie for free can come in and
then,
do that.
You know, then you guilt them into buying raffle tickets, and then hopefully you get enough money out of the raffle that you...
I don't care if I get enough money out of the raffle or
hopefully.
Not. I mean, it'd be nice, but you know, it's not... that was something I came up with later anyway. I noticed we had a second poster. There's the one that's hanging up here at the LRN studios by the restrooms, and then there
will it be signed by the Derek J?
I expect that it will be, yes. I'm trying to acquire the fancy signing pen right now.
Can you get the two cop ladies that are on the poster to sign it too?
You know, I actually sent an email to Jason Short, who's not one of the two cop ladies, but asking, because one of our listeners did want Jason Short, who's one of the officers featured, one of the antagonists, if you will, in the film, and I did ask him whether or not he'd be willing to sign. He never wrote me back. So I'm going to take that as a no. But yeah, so look forward to seeing some of our listeners out there. We're looking forward to going out there, and Mark, you said you're going to come out, and I know Daryl wants to go out for this thing, so
yeah, it'll be exciting.
We're probably going to have a nice little carpool coming out from the Keene area, and so again, check out victimlesscrimespree.com if you've never seen the movie. It's 5 years old at this point, and it's been a good run. Toll-free number here if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like Free Talk Live. Surf Daddy is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
What up, guys?
Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about Cal Exit.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys are thinking this through, that what a calamity a situation like that will create out here.
Why?
How so?
Well, you know, there's this perception across the country that California is this left-wing communist bastion, and that's not really the case. We're quite the mix of a lot of different extreme political beliefs on all sides. You know, there's a big amount of right-wingers out here. There's a lot of libertarians. And, of course...
Yeah, but those guys don't win elections. They don't dominate the state house, right?
Well, that's if you think the election's legit.
Well, I don't think I don't think the state's legitimate, but that doesn't stop them from putting on their elections and their show and, you know, putting people in seats and having them make up things for people to do. California's
right.
Number 49th least free state.
Yeah,
or 49th most free, or however the heck you want to look at it. It's not very free. It's next to, you know, it's second to last.
But it is twice as free as New York, who is last.
No, New York was number 50, and New York is quite a distance away from California, so it's probably not so likely that California will be taking its place at number 50 anytime soon, but it's still pretty miserable down at number 49.
If the local elections in California aren't true, then or aren't, you know, legitimate, I presume that means you think they're somehow the ballots are stuffed or whatever, then why are there red states?
Yeah,
but then why are there red states?
That's a fair question. You know, it could be argued there's evidence of fraud on both sides, really.
Sure.
I believe that the left is more likely to commit fraud than the right. However,
I don't know why that would be the case. I mean, aren't they both after power? Aren't both the left and the right seeking the same seats of power? I mean, it would seem to me that they'd be willing to do whatever it took to make sure that they got themselves those seats, both sides.
Well, I believe that the left is far more likely to commit acts of violence. And anybody who's willing to put on a black mask and assault people is certainly willing to engage in illicit ballot stuffing.
Okay, so all that's fine, but let me ask you this. Why is it that you think that California becoming its own country rather than being the 49th least free state in America is some kind of terrible thing?
Good question.
Well, and I love the question. I just believe we would devolve into a state of almost civil war out here. There are a lot of people with their heels dug in. California is very diverse, as everybody knows, diverse in every single facet, whether it's ethnicity, whether it's income, whether it's the environment, whatever it may be. You have Northern California, with, i.e. the state of Jefferson, that is pretty hard right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like Texas up there.
But they'll grow their weed for you.
Yeah, there's that up in Humboldt and areas like that. I believe a lot of those people are truly libertarian, though. They just don't know it yet.
Probably.
I'm speaking of the people that...
Well, I mean, why would it have to lead to civil war? I mean, why couldn't... If California were to secede, why couldn't the red side of California just be like, well, you guys just seceded, so now we're going to secede, too, and then you guys could secede into your own state?
I'd be down for that.
All right, so why not go that route?
I suspect that's what's going to happen. If California goes, it'll probably section off. It should.
You don't
it's
have to start shooting.
It's the western seaboard. Right. And if you look at the eastern seaboard and how many states line that thing, and then you look at California, it just doesn't make any sense. The reason it's the size that it is because in, 1840s or 50s or 60s, I don't know when exactly it became a state, there just weren't that many people out there. So they had to combine, locales on the western coast and just call it all California.
Well, it was Alta California at the time. But, I believe the state of Jefferson movement has more of a likelihood than Calexit. And that's kind of what I would hope for.
But the state of Jefferson isn't trying the ballot initiative, right? The state of Jefferson is just trying to get the state representatives to do something, aren't they?
There's been petitions filed in Sacramento by, I guess, their county supervisors. At one point, I think about a year ago, 21 counties, and I may be mistaken, you may do some research. I think 21 counties went to Sacramento to petition to become the state of Jefferson. And these were county supervisors that were on board with this idea. So it's a real movement up there. It was just up there.
No, it is. Yeah, we've talked to one of their organizers. Unfortunately, they had a schism recently. Now there are two independence movements, or at least two, up that way. Hey, thanks for the call, Surf Daddy. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, the Lord of the Flies, back, female only. Johnson's going to tell us about it. And you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything you want. Hour 2's on the way, Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.